In the last year, rumors of amnesty have prompted thousands of Central American children to try to enter the U.S. illegally in an effort to escape poverty and gang violence at home. This surge of migrant minors has at times overwhelmed detention facilities and the judicial system that must review each case. Opponents of current immigration reform efforts say this humanitarian crisis is also sparking public anger. Bob Dane is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
And I think it's the straw that broke the camel's back. This current surge of unaccompanied minors is proof positive that what we've been told, that the border is secure, isn't true. In fact, it's proof positive that the problem is getting worse and the public is upset.
And these are results that we've seen that...
Mark Hugo Lopez with the Pew Research Center says public opinion polls do show a shift in American attitudes towards immigration policy.
Certainly, it seems that there has been some movement in opinion, particularly among Republicans, away from supporting legalization. But at the same time, a growing share of Americans, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, who say that it's important that some sort of significant new legislation pass.
While a majority of Americans may support immigration reform, the conservative Tea Party wing of the Republican Party has been able to block any legislation on this issue. Thomas Mann is a congressional scholar at the Brookings Institution.
There's a very strong nativist sentiment afoot, reflected in certainly in the Tea Party activists, but many other conservatives as well. And they're the ones important in House constituencies. And that's really why we haven't been able to take any action.
We are committed to working together.
Immigration opponents accuse President Obama of poorly managing the border and of creating an expectation of amnesty when he issued an executive order to end deportation of young immigrants already living in the U.S. Dane says these will be key issues in this year's congressional elections.
I would not want to be a candidate this year without clear and concise answers that I would expect from the public on why we have an immigration crisis and what you intend to do about it.
While most Americans still support immigration reform, they now also say stopping the flow of undocumented immigrants should be the government's top priority. Brian Padden, VOA News, Washington.